Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into The Comfort Book by Matt Haig. Published in 2021, this book serves as a heartening collection of thoughts, practices, and philosophies designed to offer solace during challenging times. Drawing from personal experiences with severe anxiety and depression, Haig imparts wisdom and unconventional strategies aimed at fostering self-worth and nurturing mental well-being. Matt Haig, a best-selling author, has previously penned influential works such as Reasons to Stay Alive and Notes on a Nervous Planet. His storytelling prowess extends into both adult and children's literature, with notable titles like The Midnight Library and A Boy Called Christmas, the latter of which was adapted into a film. The Comfort Book is ideal for readers who admire Haig's candid and innovative discussions on mental health. It is especially relevant for those seeking effective ways to build emotional resilience or manage the uncertainties brought about by the pandemic. Join us as we explore how Haig's encouraging words can help navigate the rough waters of life with hope and courage. The Comfort Book, Hopeful Reflections on the Beauty and Unpredictability of Existence. Introduction, Finding Strength in the Depths of Despair. Imagine hitting the absolute bottom. Envision yourself so overwhelmed by anxiety and depression that life itself feels unbearable. This was the reality for Matt Haig at the age of 24 during a seemingly idyllic summer in Ibiza. From the outside, everything appeared normal, but inside, he was consumed by panic and despair so intense that it drove him to the brink of ending his life atop a cliff. Yet, at that critical moment, the thought of the pain his absence would cause his family stopped him. Throughout the subsequent years, marked by painful struggles with mental health, Haig discovered and held on to various life rafts. These were small, soothing comforts that brought him temporary relief from his torment and reminded him of his resilience. Now, 2 decades later, with a family and a successful writing career, Haig reflects on these moments. He admits openly that while complete recovery may be elusive, the life he now enjoys is profoundly different from those darkest days. What were these sources of comfort that helped him persevere through years of acute depression and anxiety? How did he manage to find solace even as he felt himself unraveling? Get ready to explore Matt Haig's deeply personal and sometimes unconventional wisdom that has been distilled into key insights and mantras. Whether you're grappling with depression or simply looking to enhance your emotional resilience, you'll find valuable lessons in Haig's experiences and advice vividly brought to life in this narrative. Part 1. Keep moving forward through uncertainty. Picture yourself in a dark, dense forest, the path unclear, the underbrush thick beneath your feet, and mosquitoes relentlessly biting. Each step feels uncertain, and the familiar has long vanished. Hunger gnaws at you, fatigue weighs down your limbs, and all you yearn for is the comfort of home. Yet, how do you find your way back? Life often mirrors this scenario, placing you in the supposed wilderness of the unknown, when plans fall apart and the way forward is obscured. In times like these, the advice is simple yet profound. Just keep walking. Place one foot in front of the other, maintaining a straight path forward. Trust that there is an exit, a resolution just beyond your view. While the journey through this metaphorical forest may seem daunting, each step, each misstep, builds invaluable knowledge and skills. Consider that escaping a maze rarely happens on the first attempt. You're likely to encounter numerous dead ends before carving a path that leads you out. It's in these moments of feeling lost and persevering that you truly find your way. Part 2. Challenge the narratives of depression. Imagine you're in the depths of a deep valley, surrounded by towering walls. From your vantage point, the scenery is limited, and the horizon seems unreachable. This is often the reality of depression. It confines your perspective, whispering relentlessly that things won't get better, convincing you that the joy of life is something beyond your grasp. But remember, these whispers are distortions of reality. Reflect on a past moment when everything seemed bleak. Perhaps during your teenage years filled with mood swings, or those early parenting days marked by sheer exhaustion. Despite those dark times, you've undoubtedly experienced moments of happiness since then. Times that seemed impossible when you were in the depths of despair. This proves that how you feel at any moment is not a permanent state. It's crucial to separate your identity from your depression. Depression may be a chapter in your life, but it does not define the entirety of your story. You might be someone who savors books, films, a cup of exquisite coffee, or the serene pleasure of stargazing. Perhaps you're known for being a devoted parent, partner, or a loyal friend, recognized for your humor, thoughtfulness, or uniqueness. Currently, you might be experiencing an emotional tempest, but you are not the storm itself. You are the vast sky that encompasses it, capable of changing and moving beyond the current turmoil. Weather always shifts, and your emotions will too. You are not doomed to a life of suffering. You are simply enduring a painful phase. The pain is real, but the beliefs it tries to plant about your future do not have to define you. Part 3. Celebrate your beautifully imperfect self. You're allowed to be a magnificent work in progress. You're permitted to navigate your emotions freely, crying over seemingly trivial matters while remaining composed in traditionally somber moments. You're allowed to love openly and unabashedly, regardless of who or what captures your heart. You're allowed to forget to reply to an email, wear a shirt that's less than crisp, or indulge in comfort food all day without guilt. Whether it concerns minor oversights or the erratic trajectories life sometimes takes, you're permitted to drift from the conventional path without self-reproach. Embrace your moments of feeling broken or lost. It's okay not to have all the answers, to occasionally take steps backward after a single step forward. This dance of life, with its unique rhythm and unexpected turns, is your own. Your life, with all its imperfections, missed deadlines, and unplanned detours, holds intrinsic value. Remember, amidst the chaos and amidst the calm, you are inherently worthy. Your worth doesn't diminish with your struggles. In fact, they underscore your human experience, adding layers to your story. You're not just getting through life, you're shaping a life uniquely yours, valuable beyond measure just as you are. Part 4. Lend yourself the strength of others. When engulfed by darkness, finding faith in oneself and a hopeful future can feel like navigating through an unlit tunnel without a torch. At such moments, it might be beneficial to lean on the strength and faith of others who have walked similar paths. If you find yourself shrouded in despair, immerse yourself in the stories of those who have faced tremendous adversities and emerged stronger. Consider the life of Maya Angelou, who overcame an abusive childhood to become a towering figure as an activist and writer, touching millions with her words and resilience. Or take inspiration from Julianne Koepke, who, at the tender age of 17, survived a horrific plane crash and endured a harrowing journey through the Amazon rainforest to safety. Her story is not just one of survival, but a testament to the human spirit's indomitable will. These narratives not only offer a sense of connection, but serve as reminders that others, too, have faced daunting challenges and have not only survived, but thrived. They provide a sort of blueprint for navigating our own struggles, helping us to borrow a bit of their faith and resilience when our own might falter. Remember, in the stories of others, we often find the keys to unlock our own cages. Part 5. The healing power of penning your thoughts. When suffering from a physical ailment like a broken leg, the visual cues of casts and crutches inform others of your condition. However, mental struggles lack these overt symbols. They're invisible battles where the turmoil inside often doesn't reflect on the outside. Writing emerges as a profound tool in bridging this gap between the internal turmoil and the external perception. It allows you to articulate deep-seated feelings, creating a pathway for others to glimpse into your inner world. More than just communication, writing is a process of clarification, helping you navigate and make sense of the complexities within your mind. There's a common misconception that jotting down negative experiences might amplify them, making them more tangible and therefore more distressing. Yet the act of writing doesn't intensify these realities, but rather provides a form of expression and often relief from them. Equally important is documenting the moments of joy and optimism, the laughter shared with a friend, an inspiring quote that resonated, or a day marked by a surprising surge of hope. Recording such instances can serve as reminders of lighter times, providing comfort and proof that brighter moments exist and are attainable, even in the midst of darkness. So, grab a pen or a keyboard and start writing down your journey. It's a simple act that can transform and heal. Part 6: Mastering the Art of Saying No for Self-Care. True self-care extends beyond the serene moments of bubble baths and the soft glow of candles. It often requires the tough, less talked about practice of setting firm boundaries. This often means learning and daring to say no. No, I don't want an extra helping of dessert. No, I can't take on your responsibilities right now. No, I won't accept blame for this. No, I'm not willing to work without compensation. No, prioritizing myself is not selfish. No, there's nothing wrong with expressing emotions openly. No, I am not ready to forgive. With every no you assert, you reclaim a slice of your time, energy, and personal peace, making room to say yes to what truly matters: your mental well-being, self-esteem, and joy. These boundaries are not barriers, but affirmations of your self-worth and signals to others about what you value and respect. Embracing no also attracts those who appreciate your clarity and respect your boundaries. These are the people who want you for who you are, recognizing and valuing your authenticity without demanding you to be more or less. So, the next time you feel pressured, remember that saying no might be the most profound act of self-care. Part 7: Lose Yourself in the Rhythm and Melodies. Music holds an almost magical ability to transform and transport us. It can act as a time machine, taking us back to vivid memories, or serve as an emotional catalyst, lifting or calming our spirits. Imagine the liberating sensation of driving with the windows down, belting out lyrics to a song that just gets you, or letting yourself dissolve into tears with a melancholic tune that resonates with a recent heartbreak. Perhaps there's a particular melody that never fails to remind you of a cherished friend. In these moments, music becomes more than just background noise. It becomes a powerful companion through various emotional landscapes. So, go ahead, press play, turn up the volume, and immerse yourself in the sounds. Let the music envelop you, whether it energizes your spirit, soothes your soul, or simply helps you feel connected to moments and people past. Music is not just heard, it's experienced. Embrace its capacity to alter your current state and reconnect you with different facets of your life and emotions. Part 8: Surround Yourself with a Supportive Crew. Imagine diving in the balmy waters of Hawaii, encountering a peculiar sight: a golden, sizable fish, unfamiliar to seasoned divers. This creature, resembling the well-known gold-saddle goatfish but notably larger, introduces a moment of awe and curiosity. As divers approach, this seemingly formidable fish astonishingly splits into 8 smaller ones. This phenomenon reveals a remarkable survival strategy. Gold-saddle goatfish swim tightly together in perfect sync to appear larger and fend off predators. This natural spectacle beautifully illustrates the concept of strength in unity. In moments of vulnerability or threat, coming together can amplify our strength and presence, much like the goatfish. Applying this lesson to our human interactions, consider the importance of forming your own supportive group, your squad of gold-saddle goatfish. Whether this circle exists physically around you or through online connections, these individuals can offer solidarity and strength. In tough times, the presence and support of your chosen crew can help magnify your personal power and resilience. Just as the goatfish derive safety from their unity, you too can find comfort and an increased sense of empowerment through the company of supportive friends and allies. Part 9. Embrace the inevitability of life's rain. Consider the futility of trying to stop the rain. Imagine standing out in the open, yelling at the clouds, fists raised in protest. It's an exercise in frustration, isn't it? No matter how loud you shout, the rain will continue to pour until it's ready to stop. Now consider a different approach. Acceptance. Instead of running for cover or expressing anger, simply stand there. Let the rain drench you, feel the chill of the droplets trickling down your neck, and experience your clothes clinging to your wet skin. It's uncomfortable, yes, but there's also a raw purity in allowing yourself to be immersed in this natural phenomenon. This metaphor deeply aligns with the experience of mental pain. Like rain, emotional pain is often beyond our control to stop. Attempts to suppress it, shout it away, or numb it with substances are usually as effective as trying to stop the rain itself. The pain remains, persistent and indifferent to our desires. However, just as the rain eventually ceases, so too can periods of mental anguish pass. By embracing the discomfort, acknowledging it, and experiencing it fully, you afford yourself a form of acceptance that can lead to healing and eventual relief. Like weathering a storm, facing pain directly can be the first step toward brighter, clearer days. Part 10. Unleash the power of wonder and nurture your curiosity. Did you know that one of the most effective counters to anxiety is curiosity? It's tough to be overwhelmed by worry when your mind is captivated by intrigue. Curiosity anchors you to the world, pulling you out of the tumultuous sea of anxieties that often flood your mind. Start flexing your curiosity muscle by simply observing and questioning the world around you. Listen in on a heated discussion at the next table over, or look up a question that's been nagging you, no matter how trivial or grand it may seem. Perhaps you're curious about the intricacies of how gravity functions or why the sky changes color at sunset. But curiosity isn't the only tool at your disposal. Wonder and delight are equally potent antidotes to depression. While admiring the expansive, star-filled night sky might not erase depression, it can provide a respite, a momentary pause filled with awe. The vastness of the universe serves as a gentle reminder of the myriad wonders that exist beyond our immediate troubles. Make it a daily practice to seek out moments of wonder and delight. It could be anything from marveling at the intricate design of an ancient tree, absorbing the melodies of a stunning piece of music, indulging in the tangy sweetness of a lemon drizzle cake, or immersing yourself in the tranquility of nature. Each little instance of wonder is a stepping stone, helping you navigate through life's challenges. Keep collecting these precious moments. They can be a vital source of strength and joy along your journey. Part 11. Embrace your inherent self-worth. Consider the simple, uncomplicated love we often have for babies. They do little more than exist, gazing around, blinking occasionally, crying for food, and yet they are deeply cherished. Not once do we consider a baby's value contingent on wealth, popularity, or achievements. Their worth is inherent from the moment they enter the world. This inherent worth isn't exclusive to infants, it extends to every one of us, though remembering this can be a formidable challenge. The author admits to longing for attributes like six-pack abs, popularity, and professional success, driven by insecurities that stem from not meeting these self-imposed benchmarks. Reflect on your own life. What metrics do you use to gauge your worth? Is it how indispensable you are? How generous? How many followers you have on social media? Society often imposes unrealistic standards, suggesting that worthiness is tied to beauty, wealth, or external validation. But this perspective is fundamentally flawed. The quality of your life isn't enhanced by superficial achievements. The stars don't shine any brighter for those with sculpted bodies, and a slice of pizza doesn't taste better because you're wealthy. Joyful moments with friends aren't more fulfilling because you've recently been awarded for your accomplishments. Next time you find yourself striving for success, Pause to question the real reasons behind your pursuit and what you truly hope to achieve. Remember, your value does not increase with your achievements nor diminish with your failures. You are always inherently enough. Part 12. Confront your inner fears head-on. Consider the classic thriller Jaws, where the terror of the shark grips viewers well before the creature actually appears on screen, more than an hour into the film. This delay heightens the suspense and fear because often, the monsters we don't see, those we imagine, are the most petrifying. Likewise, you might have your own eerie, metaphorical Jaws theme playing in the back of your mind. These are your personal fears, your inner demons, the aspects of yourself you find daunting or prefer to ignore altogether. However, the act of ignoring or avoiding your fears doesn't banish them. It intensifies them. It's crucial then to take moments to truly acknowledge and confront these fears. Recognize the discomfort, the pain, the insecurities. Admit to yourself that things are tough and that it's perfectly okay not to be okay. Try this. Lie down and allow yourself to fully experience the pain. Let it wash over you completely, enveloping every part of you. Feel your insecurities, your doubts, the anxiety of being anxious, the sorrow for all that you feel you're missing out on in life. It's within these moments of confrontation that you may realize your dreaded sharks aren't as terrifying as they once seemed. Perhaps, like the mechanical shark in Jaws, they don't have the power to harm you as you feared. By facing them directly, acknowledging their presence but also their limitations, you can begin to see these fears for what they truly are. Manageable, not monstrous. In facing your demons, you aren't guaranteeing their disappearance, but you are disempowering them, reaffirming that they do not control you. Part 13. It's okay to step out of the moment. We're often bombarded with the mantra to be in the moment, cherish every second, soak up every experience. But let's be honest, this constant expectation to be present can feel like just another stressor, another task to tick off in our already packed lives. The reality is, you are always in the moment, whether you're deeply engaged or simply scrolling through Instagram, because that is the experience you are living at that time. The popular interpretation of being in the moment usually refers to a heightened state of mindfulness, an acute awareness of our immediate environment and inner thoughts. However, an intense awareness isn't always pleasant or beneficial. In fact, during times of acute distress or depression, being hyper-aware can exacerbate feelings of despair. There are moments when the best thing we can do for ourselves is to be a little mindless, to find an escape. Allow yourself some room to disconnect, immersing yourself in a gripping TV series like Game of Thrones, losing yourself in a lively conversation with friends, or diving into the twists and turns of a detective novel. These activities offer valuable reprieves from the relentless insistence on mindfulness, providing necessary breaks for your mental health. Ultimately, surviving and navigating through life doesn't need to conform to a prescribed notion of constant awareness and appreciation. Sometimes making it through the day is about disconnecting from the moment in a way that helps you cope and reset. Remember, survival doesn't have one look. It's about doing what you need to do in the way that best suits you. Part 14. Embrace the power of irrational hope. Did you know that one of the most hopeful songs ever composed, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, was created during one of the darkest periods in history? In 1939, as the shadows of World War II darkened the globe, Jewish musicians Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg crafted this iconic melody for The Wizard of Oz. The emergence of such hopeful art in a time rife with despair and persecution was likely no accident. Hope, by its very nature, often defies rational explanation. In the midst of trials, be it a global pandemic, personal anxiety, or deep-seated depression, cultivating hope can seem illogical, even impossible. However, hope doesn't demand perpetual cheerfulness or naive optimism. Hope is the quiet, persistent voice that whispers, "The future is unwritten." It acknowledges the uncertainty that clouds our horizons, yet it chooses to highlight the possibility that things can improve. Hope is not about guaranteeing a brighter tomorrow. It's about allowing for the possibility of one. The unpredictability of life, while daunting, also sows the seeds of hope. We cannot foresee what the next year, or even the next day, might bring. This uncertainty, while often a source of anxiety, is also a canvas for hope, because when nothing is certain, anything is possible. Remember, as the author points out, there is immense strength in even the smallest, most stubborn spark of hope that refuses to extinguish. In the heart of hopelessness, let that small hope be your guide, sustaining and propelling you forward through the unknown. Final summary. The core insights from these discussions emphasize that true comfort is much more than external remedies. It's a deep, internal process. Comfort is achieved through engaging directly with our challenges, understanding and confronting our inner fears and demons, and continuously working towards better mental health practices. Recognizing your inherent worth is crucial. Knowing that you are valuable merely by being yourself, without needing to meet any external standards or validation, strengthens your self-esteem and fosters internal peace. Ultimately, managing and nurturing your mental health is a distinct and ongoing journey. It's deeply personal, as everyone's path to healing and comfort differs. Understanding what uniquely sustains and supports you during tough times is key to maintaining well-being through life's ups and downs. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.